A national conference will be held at Croke Park today to mark 30 years since the first primary healthcare traveller project was established in Ireland. The project enables travellers to become community health workers to bridge the gap between their community and the health service. In a moment, we'll speak to current Pavé Point co-director Lindsay Kavanagh, but first, our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally spoke to Dr. Missy Collins, who was one of those who first proposed the idea to the Eastern Health Board back in the early 90s. She outlined the initial resistance that she and the then Pavé Point co-director Ronnie Fay faced when they suggested the initiative to the Health Board.
There was about 12 or 14 people around the table, and I said it's pure neglect and one thing being the accommodation, the discrimination, I said the school, all that. But I said moreover, I said traveller's health is neglected and they're dying a lot younger, and even with the children, say infant mortality rate and that. So one of the folks across the table said to me, Missy, it won't work. I said, tell me why. Well, he said, because you're not educated and travellers going out talking to travellers won't work. Well, they said, that's where you're making your mistake, because it takes the travellers to do these things and whatever. So anyway, we didn't win that day. We went away from the table. And when I stood up to go away from the table, I turned around and I said, I'm coming back again. A month or so afterwards, we went back again. And that same person said to me, he says, you're not giving up, Missy. No, I said, because our need now is greater than ever. So he said, right, I'll pilot you for 9 months, which wasn't a long time, but it was a start. So we did a questionnaire out with the families. There was 85 families that we got the information off at that time. I suppose, put it this way, if it had been anybody else that went in and asked these questions, they'd be run out. And then we brought that back in to Pavé Point into the hall, to the health providers and the health services. There was three things that came out of it, and that would be a well woman clinic, Sister Lillian's hearing tests for the children, she was a specialist up here in Cabra, and the dentist. So they were the three main things at that time.
We're joined now by the current Pavé Point co-director, Lindsay Kavanagh. Amazing to listen to Dr. Missy Collins there, showing, I suppose, that persistence does pay off. What difference has the Primary Healthcare Traveller Project made in the years since it's been established?
Well, good morning. And it is certainly a very positive day and a positive news story celebrating the 30 year since the establishment of the projects. If you look at the key achievements of the primary healthcare projects, you know, if you look at the All-Ireland Traveller Health Study, you have higher rates of travellers versus the general population accessing breast screening, accessing cervical check. You know, the fact that you have a workforce of 250 mostly traveller women strong, working out in their community and being fierce advocates and working in partnership with the health services. So those are the key achievements and key, I suppose, wins. But also the fact that, you know, as you said there, you know, the perseverance, the persistence of the Traveller Primary Healthcare Projects around the country, you know, despite a number of challenges throughout the 30 years. And, you know, they are flourishing and they are thriving, but, you know, need further support in order to sustain projects into the future.
We'll get into more on that in a moment. Can I ask you, though, why is it so important to have a traveller being the person to speak to other travellers about the health service?
If you listen to Missy there, the fact that, you know, that traveller workers themselves have the trust on the ground, they have the rapport, they're living within the community, they have the institutional knowledge, they know the needs, and they're able to work with the health services to not only identify those needs, but identify the solutions productively and constructively. So if you look at some of the stats, I mean, 86% of travellers receive health information from Traveller Primary Healthcare Projects. You know, travellers from the All-Ireland Traveller Health Study, there's low levels of trust with the health services. So really, the Primary Healthcare Projects are the vital link between health services on one hand, the mainstream services, and travellers on the other. And their job isn't to replace, but it's to complement the mainstream health service.
Now, you said there are about 250 traveller women involved in this project. Can you tell us a little bit about the roles? Could they be developed further, perhaps?
Absolutely. There are around 200 traveller women, but there are men also working in the projects. one of the key, you know, I suppose, challenges at the moment is career progression. So what we would like to see, what the projects would like to see, is career progression for traveller primary healthcare workers around the country. So that means progressing within their own projects in terms of coordinators, assistant coordinators and managers, but also working in the health service, you know, that, you know, traveller health workers should be able to progress in other areas of the health service, in other areas of the state, you know, given their vital role and also their expertise in this particular area.
Now, there are 27 centres in operation around the country. There used to be 40. Would you like to see this being addressed?
Absolutely. So when Pavy Point started, you know, between, you know, the 1990s, you saw, you know, a huge investment in traveller primary healthcare projects. You know, the task force report recommended the replication. So at one point we had 40 projects around the country. And unfortunately, due to austerity in 2007, 2008, we lost a lot of projects on the ground due to staffing and resources. You know, the National Traveller Health Action Plan, which was launched in 2022, commits to supporting and sustaining, but also expanding the projects where they don't exist. So we, as Pavy Point, would like to see that traveller primary healthcare projects on the ground know that there's a need for further projects, but we need investment. And unfortunately, the National Traveller Health Action Plan hasn't received any new funding since, you know, it was launched in 2022. So there's a gap there that needs to be addressed. And we look forward to working with the, you know, incoming Minister of Health to be able to support the projects, you know, into the future.
Lindsay Kavanagh, Pavy Point co-director, thank you very much for joining us.